on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for Peter Ford.
For Reading Cinemas Belmont. All movies just $10. Conditions apply.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after eight. Millsy in London. Our first day broadcasting with Millsy in London alongside Ender Brady. Terrific stuff. And holding the fort back here in Perth, B. Zempelis. Peter Ford joins us each and every morning at this time. 40, good morning to you.
G'day, great to be back.
Good to have you back, mate. Eddie Maguire seems to be disappearing, not literally, but physically.
Oh, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Eddie will always be present. But no, people have really noticed his weight loss, particularly on Friday, because a lot of people may have seen the episode of the Million Dollar Hot Seat, which was recorded several weeks earlier. Then you switch across a couple of hours later to Fox Footy, and suddenly you think, wow, what's happened? Is he sick? Because he's lost 15 kilos in 3 weeks.
And 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks. Now, there's going to be no shortage of doctors and dietitians and medical experts are going to say that is just crazy and, you know, you shouldn't be recommending something of that. And we're not recommending it. We're just telling you what he's doing. And weight is one of those things for people who are on TV. They notice that you've lost weight or gained weight and it's considered to be a fair, you know, discussion point, whereas other people might think, oh, it's a bit of a private thing. You don't talk about that. But in Eddie's case, he's been quite open about it. He's signed up with this Chinese doctor, and for the first 2 weeks, all he had was this Chinese tea with special herbs in it. Then into the third week, he was able to have half a cucumber sliced up and some shredded chicken. So good times, right? So, and he is getting the result. There's no question about that. But whether it's too much too soon, that would be the next thing. And can he maintain that sort of lifestyle? I would doubt it.
Has there been much commentary, 40? Often when you see somebody go on a crash diet, you'd have to describe this as a crash diet. There's often nutritionists and other medical experts saying, telling you of the warnings of going on this style of diet. What are those sort of people saying?
I haven't seen anything as yet, but I'm sure that's yet to come. Look, he's being realistic. His motives are absolutely unquestionable. He's 52 years old. He just wants more energy. He doesn't want to get home at night and the kids want to play and want help with their homework and he doesn't want to be too tired to do all that. So he's doing it for all the right reasons, but whether he's going about it the right way, although I might say Malcolm Turnbull also took on this regime a few years ago. I mean, you don't live by it the rest of your life, but I think it's in part to get your system back in order and get you craving less, etc. And Eddie's big problem for TV is that he puts the weight on around the neck and his face and it shows up straight away. I mean, I've lost 25 kilos in the last couple of years and for me, I was always lucky. It never showed in my face, but if you're on TV, obviously people notice.
Yeah, I'm the opposite, actually. It goes to my face as well. But what do you think, Millsy? I mean, you've been open about...
Well, I've always struggled with my ears. That's always gone there, but no... I think I give you the bet, he won't be the same weight this time next year.
No, well, he flew to London the other day up in the first class section of Etihad, and I thought, oh, when they're coming around with that Dom Perignon and they're coming around with the caviar and you're trapped in that room in first class, I reckon he might have broke out.
And speaking of Channel 9, the Today Show ratings, so what happened with them last week with Carl away?
Well, you know what they say, whenever you're going away, you want to be sure the person who's filling in for you is good, but not too good.
Hey, we wrote the book on that. Peter Vlahos joins you next week, by the way.
Well, so what happened was, Carl took off with his girlfriend off to Tahiti for a holiday on the Arctic Sea with the old Packer yacht. The ratings went up when Ben Fordham was there.
He's good for them.
Yeah, he's very good talent, and I think his image has changed a bit. Since he got married and had kids, he's not as smug, and I can say this as a friend of mine, he's not as smug on air. I think he's softened his image a bit, and he's a bit more realistic about the world, and it's not all about him. So I think his image has changed. So, look, I'm not saying they're going to do anything, but it certainly would not go unnoticed that their highest-paid person on the network goes on holidays and the fill-in pulls in better ratings.
Having said that, just 1 week.
Yeah. And the key is, you blokes have got a connection with Seven, he's nine, so you don't want him to succeed.
Who? Well, Ender's got a connection. 40's got a connection with nine as well. He works for both.
Yeah, I'm by what am
by
I?
Network.
By station.
By network. Now, Johnny
Too much
Depp,
information.
For Johnny Depp, Ender's a good mate of Johnny, so be careful what you say.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I think we are at a point now where we can, without fear of retribution, say he's NQR, can't we? He is a bit cray-cray. Mm. I think that would have to be considered acceptable now to say. And, of course, we've seen recently his threats against Donald Trump, and now these documents have been leaked out that indicate that he knew all along Pistol and Boo Boo weren't allowed into Australia, that he knew it was smuggling. And why this is significant, I mean, we can only assume that he must have known all along, but thought he was going to get away with it. But these documents have been released from his former financial advisors, who are suing him, and he's suing them, because he's now in millions and millions of dollars of debt. And they've revealed all sorts of extraordinary things, in amongst the fact that he did lie about this whole thing. And now, why this is significant is because he lied under oath. He lied under oath in the Southport court when he appeared there on those smuggling charges. Now, that is assuming that what is claimed in these documents are true. So do we go after him for perjury or just let it go?
There's never a dull moment with Johnny Depp, but I would think we're probably just inclined to let him go and say...
I think we're barking up the wrong tree on that one.
Very good. 40, thank you. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Have a good one.